I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges state citizens to help maintain a healthy whitetail deer herd by avoiding baiting and feeding these wild animals. More details on why that's so important when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters and the public to help prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease and other illnesses between deer by following all baiting and feeding bans and refraining from these activities in areas where no bans are in effect. Baiting and feeding encourage deer to congregate unnaturally around a specific location. This creates an environment where deer infected with CWD or some other illness can quickly spread their infection through direct contact with healthy deer or even indirect contact via the environment. To mitigate these risks and slow the spread of CWD, state law requires baiting and feeding bans within any county with a confirmed CWD-positive wild or captive deer or any county within 10 miles of the location of a positive deer. For more information on baiting and feeding regulations and a map of counties with active bans, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Baiting and Feeding Regulations. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.